Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday, 5/2/2024. If you'll pardon my voice tonight, ladies and gentlemen, pardon my voice tonight. I'm going to try to talk as loud as I can. Excuse me. I'm trying to do the best I can, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can tell you. And consequently, hopefully, we'll all get through this together. Because I tell you, there's the power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And that is the key to this whole bet. That is the best deal in town. And Jesus says in the red letters, "And many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and earthquakes in diverse places." Is that loud enough on? No. I think I got it on. Ah, man. Hopefully I've got the right thing on here. Anyway. Good. All right. And all these things are the beginning of sorrows. You see, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Those are just the beginning of the sorrows. The real stuff's going to happen after that. And what can we have that could be happening? And then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Russian missile strike kills dozens of NATO officers at the meeting of Odessa, Ukraine. And they sure killed a lot of French NATO people as well. And I'm going to tell you what. But pray ye that your flight not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor there ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be short. We're coming in the time. We're here. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Russian missile strikes into Odessa in Ukraine. We had over 40 campuses now with the riots in the USA. Just incredible. Now, if you remember... If you remember the old Alta reports, Cliff High's Alta, the Webbots, if you remember some of those. So it's all starting to come together to meet the projections of the Alta reports. And he talks about the destruction of food production across the Northern Hemisphere. And to win on that, in case you did not see the story up by Albany, New York, somebody set fire to beehives that killed millions of bees. Millions of bees. And then the fact is, all this weather warfare that's been ongoing and really going wild weasel. And we talked about the mimic the MIMIC, and all the energy last week when I was on air. And all the rain and all of the sorrow and all of the tornadoes and all of this stuff. But when you destroy millions of bees, then you destroy the bees that are lent out or leased out to pollinate crops. And when you don't pollinate the crops correctly, you don't get the yields. And when you don't get the yields, aha, this is what the Alter Report's talked about. And thus, Cliff High says, we now have the support for the quote-unquote food riots that had been projected to hit in a late summer period of great chaos in the world. And he says that that is going to be in the late summer period, in a period of great chaos in the world, that's this late summer, when the food riots are projected to hit. And he says we have the students and their commie buddies, and incidentally, over half to two-thirds of all the people that the police are arresting are the outside agitators and not students. Over half of them. In Columbia, in various places. And if you did not watch some of that stuff last night, the last few nights, you better be seeing it, because it's going to be all there. The food riots are coincident with the production of documents. Oh, he says we have the students and their commie handlers, which they are communist handlers, working for the big Illuminati. And remember what I read to you last week, as I read many times. The Albert Pike, World War III, or Third World War. And it basically said, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted. This is going to be the war that the Illuminati have started. Must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. This is Albert Pike, head of Freemasonry in the world, writing in 1871 to Giuseppe Mazzini. They must destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash, Pike says, the nihilists, those who want to tear it all down. Have you seen any of that recently? And the atheists, Pike says. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And then everywhere, the citizens, that means the citizens, you, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, and will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then the multitude disillusioned, Pike says, with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. Pike says, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, right, finally out in the public view, and this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So you see, there's going to be the destruction of the Muslim world, allegedly, and of the Israeli world, and then of the Christian world, you see. And Pike says they're going to unleash it. So who's going to unleash it? The Luciferian scum are unleashing it. And I tell you, Brad, you give a nickel for on one of them, you could just listen to Fox or any of them. They say, well, I wonder who is financing all these tents and all this stuff. And then the next show, they got the guy on there, William LaJeunesse, says, well, we know that Soros Foundation and allegedly and the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, donating money to this one, that one, and the other one. And that's where the money's coming from. And then on the next show, they said, we wonder where all the money's coming from. They know where the money's coming from. If you were in D.C. on January 6th, they know every dime you spent on every credit card, every bank account, every debit card, the whole nine yards. They know every single stinking thing. Just nuts, isn't it? Really crazy nuts. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. We're fixing to get ready for the Civil War, too. The coming breakup of America. Watch for D.C., this is item 7, to increasingly resemble the capital of some banana republic, under siege by revolutionaries and mobs. Specifically, watch for riots in D.C. to grow in scope until they menace the White House and Congress. Ultimately, federal military units will have to be permanently stationed there to protect our government from its own citizens. And in May 95, a truck bomb barriers were installed in front of the White House. Yet another indication that our government is under siege. there's a checklist for the World War II. If illegal aliens are allowed to vote, even in local elections. New York is saying they should vote in the local elections. Some other venues as well. We'll know the countdown clock is ticking, you see. And even a local election will either be another unmistakable signal that American citizenship and therefore American self is finished. If millions of illegal aliens of America are granted amnesty and get the vote, it will mean open immigration. And we've got open immigration now. A step towards Civil War II. The abolition of the right to bear arms. You see, what did they just publish? What do they just do? What act? What act did they just do? It's a new ATF rule about who's a gun dealer. Being sued by about half of the state's attorney generals for being unconstitutional. Ah, then we got other riots. We got in Portland. Arson suspected at Portland Police Training Facility. Damages at least. They burned 15 patrol cars. The food riots and those old Alter reports, the old Webby reports, were coincident with production of documents long hidden and obscured, though known by rumors. In other words, documents about government conspiracies. The data sets were quite explicit in connecting long stored and denied data about space aliens, including invasion, excuse me a second, including invasion and lunar operations. With this release, which would temporarily be coincident with food riots, political degradation, and mass social upheaval, mass social movements, and great awakening. In those data sets, there were repeated references to greater dog and kion, meaning dog in Greek, and many other references to the rising of Sirius. Sirius, a July event. The dog star rises, coincident with rising temperatures in summer. I can remember reading this in the Alter reports. He's putting this back out there. Thus, the dog days of summer. This data going back to when the sets first formed in 1997 has been remarkably prescient over these decades. In point of fact, I've had one of the world's greatest financial minds arguably note that my Alter reports created more millionaires than any other investment advice vehicle in history by guiding people into Bitcoin at all at the appropriate time. It is my expectation that these data sets will maintain their predictive accuracy as we go forward these next few years. So far, 2024 is shaping up to be a year, that year in which food riots, space aliens, and Broken Bones Federal Reserve, limp you know what, government all come together for a pretty interesting summer. Let's call it a limp tool. And maintain, they should maintain their predictive accuracy, he says. This should be a very interesting summer. Those long ago and far away data sets were very replete with data around the idea that people who had the most difficult mental adjustment were Zionist Christians in the large box churches. The data sets, he says, all through the 2000s kept building with support subsets, rending, tearing, shredding of the mind of Christians. Because you see, it is a very large group in the USA having a realization. I'm not going to use his words because I don't like his words always. About the Elohim in the Old Testament Torah that provides emotional turmoil as well as the demanding minds for a giant global revival in Christian thoughts and practice. He says this summer is going to be wild weasel. Now that's all I'm going to tell you. And I don't like everything he says there, but he does say the food riots coincide coming up here. Let's see. Meet the New George groups. George Soros groups. DailyCaller.com story. Thank you to B&EMB. So here's an article. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, having a little trouble getting it on here. Let's see what we got. All right, here we go. I hate internets when you got to click on everything to do the different stuff. Following his excerpts from Scott Walters' Arabella, the dark money network of leftist billionaires transforming America. Published by Encounter Books. It can be purchased. Okay, so you get that book. So here's what he's saying. A story that goes to the very heart of the left's mountain of shadowy funding and professional activism. Foreign billionaire infamous for illegally funding Democrats, enriched by swells selling ghoulish medical treatments that resulted in medical multiple deaths, and bankrolling multi-million dollar dark money campaign to transfer America. Beat Swiss-born Hans-Jörg Weiss, Hans-Jörg Weiss, perhaps the most important mega donor you've never heard of. The Weiss Foundation is funding all these different people. Soros, all these different ones. I'm not going to go into this. Go to the Daily Caller. Read this for yourself. Meet the new George Soros using front groups to influence elections. Hans-Jörg Weiss, W-I-S-S. Allegedly right there by Scott Walter. I don't have time to read the rest of that. Hello to Daryl. Thanks for all your prayers and all your people out there praying. To my buddy the firefighter in Washington State. God bless you. Thank you. To my buddy in Indiana, who's a friend of Jarhead, God bless you. To all the Warren Soul Drive crew, God bless you down there. To Lady J in the blue grass. The Blue Ridge, I should say, in the Smokies. To all the friends of the show for all the time. This summer is going to be wild weasel. I really do believe it. New aircraft. Unidentified aircraft over Eglin Air Force Base. Looks like it could be a spacecraft, doesn't it? Huh? That's in the Florida Panhandle. Very interesting. That's at Al Turner's radio show. I believe it's at stevequayle.com. You can click on the story there. Unidentified aircraft over Eglin Air Force Base. Might be the MMV. Ah, yes. You know, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to take a second here, and I'm just going to say there's power in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we go to all the people out there. We go to Bruce. And Lord, will you touch Bruce? Will you provide him with ever healings he needs? Medical miracles, Lord. We allow him to feed his goats. We go to Ronnie, Lord Jesus. And I pray you go to Ronnie and touch him up in the Iowa. God bless all the people in the Iowa, the Dunlap, the various towns in the Iowa. Without getting too specific. Beatrice, Nebraska, God bless you. All the different places. Upstate California, God bless you. God bless you down in the Carolinas, South Carolina, the beekeepers down there. Oh, yeah. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting into George Blaylock. Dr. Blaylock has a book for cancer people, and I urge you to get Blaylock, Blaylock. It's like a guide for cancer patients, talking about nutritional stuff and all kind of things, about that, particularly the flavonoids, like curcumin, like quercetin, and all kind of others. And the more you combine those different ones, they can be gotten as supplements, and they can also be gotten in foods. But studies have actually shown, apparently, that they also help to protect normal cells. Even if you preserve or proceed with a traditional cure. But they also, particularly curcumin, which is out of the turmeric, in some high numbers or milligrams, and you can read Blaylock's book, Dr. Blaylock, Blaylock, cancer book. It's just a guide to cancer patients, nutrition and stuff. And I don't have it sitting right here in front of me. But I'm reading it avidly because these bioflavonoids may be the answer that some of us have needed. The curcumin, the quercetin, the green tea, and others. And the quercetin and the curcumin, unlike some other treatments, actually can kill, per studies, the stem cells of cancer, which produce the daughter cells, which then are then sent to various tissues in the body. That where then if they're sent there after, say, like chemo, or after the radiation treatments are done and are not present, then that allows the daughter cancer cells to pop back up. But apparently curcumin, allegedly per Blaylock, and quercetin actually kill cancer cells and cancer stem cells. Now get the book and read it. Read it for yourself and find the studies he's talking about. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, we come to Old Hawk. We come to Old Hawk. We remove the cancer and give him a medical miracle. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. You know, I tell you, I watched all of the stuff out in Columbia University. The nighttime raids, the different things. And then I watched the good old Westwood, Hollywood. I watched good old... UCLA, and I was most struck, interestingly, by the counter-protesters, the Jewish counter-protesters that after the Passover came up there. It was only about 100 of them. And I'm going to tell you what, they ran right up and took it to some of the boys and girls there and the agitators. In the anti-Israel-Palestinian kill the Jews camp. And they took it to them and had some stuff, and they grabbed, I think, what might have been a big screen TV or something out of the hands of one of the people that were on the pro-Palestine side, okay? Or I should say the anti-Jew, hate the Jew, kill the Jew side. And then the guys with the long poles in the cafe and all the stuff, the cafes over their head. The Palestinians came out there to hit them. And then I'll tell you what, that L.A. Jewish guy kind of started bonging them with that black TV in the head and everything. And then he started karate fighting them a bit. And they took it right to him pretty quick. Then the cops had to come out because the cops... And the UCLA fathers and mothers and daughters and all their people and the big shots and their gangster mayor who's in the Detroit, who's at, not in Detroit, but at the homeless conference in D.C. They had to bring the police out. And then the CHIPS, the highway patrol, I thought they were extremely, it was their special response teams from San Diego, Riverside, L.A., Santa Barbara, different counties in Southern California and elsewhere in California. And they went in there and took apart those barricades. So I thought that was interesting, too. At the same time, I watched the people on the other side of the barricade, what they had prepared with. They had gas masks and helmets and strobe lights and powerful strobe flashlights, etc. Now, for those of you who haven't heard about the Special Forces flashlights, you might look into Special Forces flashlights. Special Forces flashlight. Special Forces flashlights. You may want to require one of them for yourselves. Might help you start a campfire. Might project a beam 2 miles away. So you can see the space aliens that looks like they may be getting ready to come down in the midst of the food riots, possibly this summer. Per allegedly the Alta Reports web bots. And I'm not saying they're 100% correct, but they have been correct about some things. And I recall reading all of that. And I also recall the prediction about the number of people that would be dying on this planet. And if you go to stevequayle.com and you look up the story there, about a doctor who says that everybody allegedly who took the vaccine, even just one of the jabs, may be dying in the next 3 to 5 years. And how many billions that would be. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, you better know where you're going to go. You better ask Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart. Save me. Use your blood to save me, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. And I'll tell you what. Stock market went up 300 and some points today. But it's just up to what it was the other day. Not quite. And then gold is up a little bit, but it's really down from the other day. But it's a good time to buy some. You can call Steve Quayle. 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you. Gold is at 2306-01 tonight before I came on air. Silver, $26.76. Platinum, $963.20 before I came on air. Give yourself an opportunity to get some gold or silver. And I'm going to tell you what, if we're going to have food riots this summer, you had better get as much food as you possibly could get. If nothing else, get cans of chunky soup, Dinty Moore beef stew, long-term storage food like the Mountain House or the Alpenair. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where we're going to go or what we're going to do or what the time is exactly. But Lord Jesus says that when you see these things, these are just the beginnings of sorrow, right? Oh, yeah. We're going to see some incredible stuff happen. You're going to see Civil War II. Who wrote that book? Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M. Civil War II, T-A-W-O, The Coming Breakup of America. And it was 1996. American Eagle Publications, Sholo, Arizona. That book is worth getting. So, we got some different checklists on Civil War. Phase 3 is the guerrilla warfare stage. Establish a border. Border counties. We'll acquiesce to gang and militias control of some areas, which are entirely but unofficially abandoned by the police or the military. We've already had that one time in what, Seattle, Portland? For over a week in the West, Westwood and LA and UCLA. Radical and ethnically oriented parties will win local and even state elections. Car and truck bombs will become common. Assassinations of police officers and minor politicians will become common. Multiple day tribal riots. Now listen to this. Number 5. Phase 3 guerrilla warfare phase. Multiple day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police stations will become common. Gangs will become primarily political in their goals and shift into a paramilitary mode. Now I'm going to tell you what. So some of the supplies that we talked about, and I'm telling you about that they got, and then the tactic of going straight to the frontal assault by guys and gals who are not afraid, who are Jewish people from the city of L.A., not necessarily Jewish students. And then the cops came out, and then the cops figured out a way, but they had snipers in the helicopters. So you got to watch out for helos, don't you? I'm going to tell you, I'm not anti-police. And I think that these goombas, these goofballs, ought to be taken out of their little hamlets and taken down. Palestinians kill the Jews. Anti-Israeli people ought to be nailed. Because they, as Trump said, represent the leftist invasion and of America. And I was thinking today, my God, we're in Dr. Zhivago. We're living in sort of like in Dr. Zhivago, the time of the Russian Revolution. There's going to be all kind of attempts to put people in jail on guns because they're talking about the fact that supposedly somebody sells a gun to you or sells a gun to somebody, even if it's not how they make their living, if they just intended to make a profit. Apparently, this is the new ATF rule. And then if you don't have a background check and a federal firearm license, if you're the seller, then they're going to put you in jail. So you can't boot a gun for an extra $20 or something like that, or $50. You can't take your old .22 and sell it to the guy next door for $50 or $75 when you got it for free from your uncle or your grandpa. Because if you made a profit on the dadgum thing, then you may have to go to jail now. That's against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That's against the Second Amendment. So there's going to come a time when you're going to have to live your life for Lord Jesus and on behalf of Him and our Father in Heaven. And you're going to have to stand for them and stand against evil and stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. And not worry about the different things that are going to go on. Because you're going to have to stand up and stand against it. Now, I recall back in the day, in Carbondale, Illinois, which in those days was considered to be the Columbia of the Midwest. It had a lot of population from New York City used to go to school there, and over half of it was from Chicago. But I've told you about the past, how they brought in and there during the war demonstrations, the anti-war demonstrations, because there were 20,000 students or 20,000 people saying, close it down or we'll burn it down. And I remember back in those days, them bringing in the National Guard. And they had checkpoints at the beginning of town and the end of town. And they had checkpoints on campus. And they used tear gas extensively. And no more than three or four people, no more than three people could gather together. And then across the street from campus was an old McDonald's across Illinois Avenue. And I remember a nephew of mine who was a little baby with his mother and father and a friend of the family. Well, that was 1, 2, 3, plus a baby, that meant four people. Back then, the state police launched the tear gas at the outdoor table of the McDonald's. You'll never find this in the report. You'll never find it. I also could tell you at that time that one of those big dormitories, there was a state cop that was chasing some students down there. And there were some of the rougher boys from Chicago. And they may have took the ball peen hammers after him and belayed his ass with the, excuse me, with the knives. So the police had got to be understanding. Your special force response team of the CHIPS did an excellent job. The New York PD did an excellent job getting the people out. But although there were some of the agent tour or the Illuminati agent tour or nasty boys training the students to do this or that, over half of them were the outside agitators. Some of the key ones ran out the back door and got away before the cops ever would have come. May 5th, apparently. NATO F-16s will enter the war with Russia. And Los Angeles is going to have a nuclear detonation and civil war drill. For real. That's Canadian Prepper. He's got a story out saying, Canadian Prepper, breaking May 5th. NATO F-16s enter war with Russia. Exclamation point. Los Angeles nuclear detonation drill, comma, civil war. Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't read it or gone up and listened to it. Orange County and Riverside County, 4.1 magnitude. Earthquake in diverse places, you see. U.S. officials find weak security practices at water plants. Breach by pro-Russia hackers. If you can get you some British Birkbeld or Berkey Light or Berkey water filtration system, either with the old Birkbeld Selsun filter, or if you've got a Katydid Combi filter, or if you have an Alexa Pure filter, start filtrating your water. Don't drink the tap water. If you've got a good spring water, that might be okay. If you've got distilled water, that might be all right. But don't drink the tap water. Filter your water. And have containers for water. Because I'm going to tell you, the fluoride's going to go into it if it already hasn't. Big time. And they will use the water. And they will use the hackers to destroy and put other things in the water. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And I will tell you what. SteveQuayle.com is a good place to understand what's going on. Apparently Biden's not going after Trump for a $1 billion tax bill. Huh. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, this ain't the America I grew up in. It's not the America my dad or my grandfather's It could be again if we hold the line. If you stand up for Lord Jesus, you stand up for your family, stand up for the Bill of Rights. And oh, I'll tell you what. If you want to keep on talking there, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and welcome. The easiest for me, and for sure, is Federal Reserve notes, a silver dime, a silver quarter, silver half dollar, silver dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, 5 ounce silver, a little bit of gold, 10 ounce, whatever it is, ounce of gold. A check or money order made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. But the silver or the Federal Reserve notes are the easiest. Because I pray that I will be here to receive mail. You can send it to Hawk at 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. God bless the Buffalo gals. God bless the Maine Maniacs. God bless all the listeners over the years. Going on 20 years now. And I'm sorry my voice is the way that it is. But I'm still here, ladies and gentlemen. I made it through the holidays. And had a good holiday with my family. I looked at a picture from Christmas. Me standing with a walker next to the Christmas tree. While I tried to hide the walker behind me. And that was a good picture. And I'm going for the 4th of July now. I think that'd be a good time. Although we've gone through May Day. Which the May Day is the Commie Workers' Day. Bird flu is causing blindness in cats that drank milk from infected cows at Texas ranches. You're going to have to watch this bird flu stuff. Emergency alert. I believe this might have also been earlier. Latvia prepares bomb shelters. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But you could go to stevequayle.com and you check those stories out up there. Here's one here. White House plots a new way to steal the election and to bring us a death to America terrorist nesting ground. All in the same package. Democrats bringing Hamas radicals to your state. They're talking about bringing more Palestinians in. And in particular, they're talking about bringing in maybe 120,000 of them into Miami, I heard. That's what I heard on TV last night sometime in the early AM. Oh, boy. So will we get hit with a Russian missile strike? I don't know. Gates of Hell and Open, Earth in the Crosshairs. Steve Quayle and Jesse G. Join Doug Hagman. SQ says, mind-boggling revelation of orbs, UAPs, and stargates that you have never heard before. The scene is set for martial law following mass civil unrest. Another article at stevequayle.com. Ahead of the November 2024 presidential election with the Biden regime targeting Christians and Republicans. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights. Protect your home, your business, your farm, your ranch home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your own technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and of the constitutional Bill of Rights Americans. Bendigo Ranger, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, Best Buy Test. Stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Road and track and Little Al, God bless you. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. He loves you. You say hello to your mommy and daddy, for old Hawk. And may God bless you for all you do. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I'll try and be up tomorrow night. Good night.